The Visitor Center and Museum at the Springfield Armory National Historic Site will be closing temporarily. After this weekend, the museum will be closed through the end of March. This will allow for contractors to finish a $1.6 million upgrade to the historic building's infrastructure. During the closure, park rangers from the Springfield Armory will put on programs at other venues. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Kelly Fellner, superintendent at the Springfield Armory National Park.
So this is a long-awaited project to be able to do some work on upgrading our mechanical and electrical systems in the building. So as you know, this is one of many very historic buildings of Springfield Armory National Historic Sites. And being wintertime, this gives us the opportunity to, while the project is 4 months long, this gives us an opportunity for the contractors to really make some headway, especially in our visitor experience area that's on the first floor.
How old are some of these systems that you're looking to replace?
Yeah, the systems go back certainly in a variety of ways, some having to do back from the 1930s and then others really more present, but, you know, in the life of when this was designated a historic site in the 1970s.
So will this project make you more energy efficient?
Yeah, that's one of the things we're hoping for, more energy efficient and also using our water resources more efficiently. And it'll also allow us to bring in, you know, technology, better computer systems that'll allow us to run these mechanical systems.
And will the public notice a difference once this work is completed?
Yeah, that's a good question. A lot of these types of work happen, you know, in the crawl spaces and behind the walls and in the ductwork. So hopefully, when visitors come back, they won't notice a lot of changes, but hopefully we'll notice them, you know, behind the scenes.
So how long will the Army Museum be closed?
Yeah, so we'll just be closed for the museum will be closed in February and March. So we anticipate being up and running, open to the public back in April, and that allows us to get back into, that's when we really start getting school groups and more of the public and getting closer to our spring and summer season.
So you're shutting down basically during what is typically your slow time of year?
Yeah. And it's also giving us the opportunity. We've reached out to the Springfield Museums and also the Visitor Center in downtown Springfield. So we'll have staff doing some special programs or offering some special programs at both of those locations.
And what might some of those programs entail?
The Springfield Museums, in the Springfield History Museum, highlighting the exhibit that deals with the Springfield Armory, talking about the armaments that were created and built here and also the workers who were here. And at the Downtown Visitor Center, we're just offering our typical visitor information around Springfield Armory, but also the region. People can keep connected to us on both updates on the project and also any programs we're doing on the Springfield Armory website, which is nps.gov/SPAR, or on our Facebook page. We actually get a lot of response from posting our events on our Facebook page. And then, yes, the grounds are obviously still open. School's in session. And we do have some visitor guides and there's waysides around the campus, so you can actually learn about the Springfield Armory in its heyday.